you before, that such a Christian is obliged to take all the other hard sayings of our Lord in the same way. For the man who has done so, who has on every occasion given to all who ask him, and has finally given all he has to the poor, no one will fail to feel respect. With such a man I must suppose myself to be arguing, for who would deem worth answering that inconsistent person who takes our Lord's words à la rigueur when they dispense him from a possible obligation, and takes them with latitude when they demand that he should become a pauper? There are three ways of taking the command to turn the other cheek. One is the pacifist interpretation. It means what it says and imposes a duty of non-resistance on all men in all circumstances. Another is the minimizing interpretation. It does not mean what it says, but is merely an orientally hyperbolical way of saying that you should put up with a lot and be placable. Both you and I agree in rejecting this view. The conflict is therefore between the pacifist interpretation and a third one, which I am now going to propound. I think the text means exactly what it says, but with an understood reservation in favor of those obviously exceptional cases which every hearer would naturally assume to be exceptions without being told. Or to put the same thing in more logical language, I think the duty of non-resistance is here stated as regards injuries simpliciter, but without prejudice to anything we may have to allow later about injuries secundum quid. That is, insofar as the only relevant factors in the case are an injury to me by my neighbor and a desire on my part to retaliate, then I hold that Christianity commands the absolute mortification of that desire. No quarter whatever is given to the voice within us which says, "He's done it to me, so I'll do the same to him." But the moment you introduce other factors, of course, the problem is altered. Does anyone suppose that our Lord's hearers understood him to mean that if a homicidal maniac, attempting to murder a third party, tried to knock me out of the way, I must stand aside and let him get his victim? I, at any rate, think it impossible they could have so understood him. I think it equally impossible that they supposed him to mean that the best way of bringing up a child was to let it hit its parents whenever it was in a temper, or, when it had grabbed at the jam, to give it the honey also. I think the meaning of the words was perfectly clear. Insofar as you are simply an angry man who has been hurt, mortify your anger and do not hit back. Even one would have assumed that insofar as you are a magistrate struck by a private person, a parent struck by a child, a teacher by a scholar, a sane man by a lunatic, or a soldier by the public enemy, your duties may be very different. Different because there may be then other motives than egoistic retaliation for hitting back. Indeed, as the audience were private people in a disarmed nation, it seems unlikely that they would have ever supposed our Lord to be referring to war. War was not what they would have been thinking of.